Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sinholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abusalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing so well. Wrapping up 2023 and our third season, which is just incredible. It's amazing. It's been three seasons.
I know. It is wild to think that we've been at it this long, well over 100 episodes in the books. And this week, we're doing things a little differently with our best of.
Yeah, I'm excited for this new approach. We'll see what you all think. So if you have any opinions, you know, always reach out at Super Awesome Mix on Instagram is one of the best ways to reach us. So instead of just doing kind of our 12 best picks each and doing it as a mashup in two different parts, we thought we'd just do our 12 best, but as a countdown. So each episode over the next 2 weeks will feature either mine or Matt's. We're going to start with mine, our like top 12 songs of the year, basically. And it's a pool of only music that was released this year. So if you look at my like replay, there's a lot of old music on there still, you know, my like Spotify Wrapped, if you will.
Yeah.
But, you know, we like to limit it to just songs that were released this year. What are our favorite or what we consider the best songs of the year? And so my first song on the track will be my number 12 and then counting down to my number one.
That's right. And so this week we'll take on Samer's song. So I will introduce every track. And then next week I will come in with my top 12 of 2023. And those will be our last two episodes of the year. So we're winding it down. It's pretty crazy.
It is, yeah.
But Samer, let's get into it, okay? So track number one, so this is number 12 on the countdown. It is Think Fast by Dominic Fike and Weezer.
Yeah, this is a song and an album, really, that I have really enjoyed. I wasn't really familiar with Dominic Fike prior to this year. I'm definitely familiar with Weezer. And that Weezer element comes through, as we've talked about on previous shows, because this was on one of our new music mixes. I just love that bass line that kind of runs through it, that Weezer bass line. Mm-hmm. It sounds like Undone from, you know, the sweater song from Weezer. But I also think like it's just a catchy song. Like it just has like a really nice little beat to it. The album itself is really good. Really like the lyric here, you know, which is like the title of the song, Think Fast, You Only Get One Try. And I kind of like that, you know, my show this year also premiered Super Awesome You, had, you know, finished its first season. And that's kind of something that is in the back of my mind all the time, too, of like you sometimes only do get that one shot, you know, that one try. So you just got to be on your feet and keep moving and do your best. So I like that thematically, too. But really, I just love Weezer's collaboration on this track with just an amazing singer and Dominic Fike.
Yeah, this I remember this one. It was such a cool collaboration. I just loved how, you know, it kind of starts off almost sounding exactly like the Weezer song, like we're going to have a cover song, and then it just evolves into something completely different. And I thought that such a cool musical exercise for two artists to come together like that and start that way. And, you know, it got me wishing we'd see other pairs of artists kind of do the same thing, where it's like, I'm going to come in, you just start playing this song that people know really well, but then you and your band or whatever, just let it evolve into something completely different, whether it's lyrically, musically, or both. It's almost like this just kind of, you know, Weezer multiverse, if you will. And it just kind of takes us into a whole new world where it's like, yeah, this, I guess this could have been the Weezer song, but it's something totally different. But you're right. Yeah. Dominic Fike, not only with this song, but that whole album he had this year was really cool. Really good artist. All right. So track two, which is number 11 on your countdown, it is Gone by NF and Julia Michaels.
Yeah, this is another album that got a lot of playtime. Really, all of these albums. You know, I pick songs where I also enjoyed the album, so not just the song or the single. So this was, you know, NF's, I think, fifth album or sixth. I can't remember off the top of my head, but certainly, you know, he continues his like journey through music of really storytelling. And I think this one's really powerful because a lot of his music typically has him being angry and like kind of shouty. Whereas this one, you really feel like the hurt and like there's like a lot of emotional depth in his voice. And the other thing I really like about this track in particular is that, you know, he has Julia Michaels on this track and she just has this gorgeous voice. And I think they complement each other really well. And the other thing I really, really like, and the reason I picked this song off the album, is that instrumental break where it becomes really cinematic and like loud, but then immediately goes silent and then like almost immediately is followed up by piano. Like that little moment, oh, I love that. On my little bingo card of music that I will instantly love, if you've got like just silence, you know, cut into the track, like all of a sudden there's like a second of silence and then it comes back, I'm there for it. And this one does it like three or four times in that instrumental break. So I love it. It just has this like really powerful feeling to it. It's like being punched in the stomach, but you know, in a good way.
Yeah. One of those good punches in the stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I did love the back and forth, and you're right that that big change, which I think happens about, you know, 2 minutes in or so, right before Julia Michaels' voice comes in, it really kind of like, even if you took out the voices, just the music alone would kind of represent the argument, if you will, I mean, argument in air quotes, like whatever this couple, I mean, they're kind of setting it off there, is going through. But yeah, really, really pretty cool. Like I just thought that was just really well done, the way they put all that together.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
All right, track three. So this is, we're into the top 10 now. This is number 10 on your countdown. It is Rescued by Foo Fighters.
I know, now that I think about it, I'm like, wow, Foo Fighters only made number 10. But that's just because there's so much good music.
I knew they'd be on here, but I was like, okay, I'm doing the math. I'm like, barely cracked the top 10. Okay.
I like to expand a little bit, you know, that's really what it is all about. But of course, they've always got a special place in my heart. I love Foo Fighters. You know, this is off of the album that came after, you know, the loss of Taylor Hawkins. And so Dave Grohl actually does the drums on this entire album. And this is the opening track. And, you know, I think it's just one of their best songs off the album and one that's really powerful. It's literally, you know, kind of like dealing with the loss of Taylor and has that classic Foo Fighters sound to it. Like, it really reminds me of some of the stuff from 97 and in late 90s. And just like, yeah, just a really powerful song. Lyrically, you know, Dave Grohl's really just singing with his feelings. And I think some of their best music has always been songs that are just more personally written by him and the band members. So this is definitely one of those, and one that, yeah, just had to be on the list. Couldn't do a best of without Foo Fighters.
Well, I totally agree on the classic Foo Fighters sound, because this came on the radio recently and I was sitting there going, oh, what album was this from? And then I was like, oh, wait, this is like their newest stuff. But you're right. My mind immediately went backwards just based on the sound of it. But I just think it's such a great song. I mean, I've dealt with some deaths in my life the last couple of years, and just that opening line where it's like, it happened in a flash, and it's like, that really is kind of the feeling. And, I just think that this whole song does a really good job of that, of kind of capturing the emotion, not just musically, but in the lyrics of kind of going through something like that. So. Yeah, this was a great song. This was one that I'm, you know, listening to whenever it comes on, you know, Sirius XM, but also, you know, replaying on playlists as well. So yeah, just a great pick.
Awesome.
All right. Track four. So number nine on the countdown, it is Obscenery by Queens of the Stone Age.
This is I'm just gonna say this on every track. It's a great album. It's also a classic Queens of the Stone Age sound. Like, I feel like they've been pretty consistent through the years. They're not really a band to, like, you know, move off of their sound. And I'm okay with that. I love that. It's not a criticism, because their sound is great. I've had this, you know, definitely on repeat. The reason I picked this song off of it is I absolutely love the line. I think it's pretty early on in the song where he sings, "Modern love, unsentimental, consequences, schmonsequences. I can hum it if you like." And so kudos to just rhyming consequences with schmonsequences, like, and having that work really well in the way that he's singing it. That's just going to be an instant pick for me because that's hilarious and it's great. Another one that I really enjoyed lyric-wise is, again, I think it's early. It's the first verse. I'm making music for all stereotypes. And I think that's a really clever play on words because he's saying for all stereotypes, you know, like as one word, but then also all stereotypes. So it's like music for, you know, all the different types of, of stereos you can listen to it on. I don't know if that was intended or not, but it's great. I'm going to be like that English teacher that believes that it was definitely a play.
I think that was definitely intentional. Yeah.
Yeah. And then finally, the other bingo card here element is that it includes some, you know, orchestral instrumentation in it. And so, of course, like rock plus classical music. Absolutely. Sign me up.
You've got you've got a few songs on this mix in particular, some of your best of, that just harken so much classic rock, like 70s rock memories in my mind. Mm-hmm. And this was definitely one of them. I love the guitar intro to start. I thought that was really strong. The lyric I called out, I think it was like the first line where it just says, mannequins have excellent skin, which I just immediately made me laugh. I was like, that's such a funny line. But I love all the musical changes and everything going on in this one. It's really cool. And like I said, reminded me of something from the 70s, like maybe Deep Purple or something would have done. Just an awesome song to listen to. And again, I don't know. I love it when I can find old stuff that sounds like new stuff and sort of can create that through line, because it's almost just like a continuation, even though those bands aren't either alive or together or whatever the case may be. So I love hearing those influences.
Yeah, exactly. The thread continues.
All right. So track 5, you've got Pull Me Through by Royal Blood.
Yeah, so number 8 on the countdown. Also love Royal Blood. They'll make an appearance anytime they have a new album, pretty much, because this one, the chorus is so catchy. And I just also really like thematically, you know, what they're singing about, where it's like sinking to the bottom, lost but not forgotten, down I go again, heart swinging like a punch bag, waiting on you to pull me through. And what they're really trying to sing about here is like that realization that, you know, I think culturally often try to portray people as like you are, you know, just a lone person doing it all yourself. But in reality, that's like rarely the case. More often than not, people are supported and helped by others, whether directly or indirectly. And we are the outputs of the people around us. And so this is really them trying to sing about that. It's like, you know, you're waiting for someone to kind of pull me through. I guess thematically, it's similar to Rescued earlier from the Foo Fighters, where it's like, you know, you're just kind of waiting for someone to help you. And but this one is, you're asking for that help. Like you want someone to pull you through. So I think that's great. The other reason I love this song musically is that it opens up with like almost like a harpsichord sound, like the piano. And what I was reading about is that they loved, apparently they, you know, they're inspired by the Beatles, and the Beatles would have these pianos in their recording studio that had little pins at the end of the hammer. And so whenever they struck the chord, it almost sounded like a harpsichord. It would have this like little ping to it. And so that's where, you know, they apparently tried out a whole bunch of different pianos and got to that sound for this track. And I love that. I think, you know, it's always really fun when musicians like really play around with the instruments that they use and develop a sound that's really unique. So I love it.
That's really cool. Yeah. About how they altered the piano to create that sound. Yeah, I thought this was a great song, and you're right, similar to Rescued, but I think in both tracks, you also get there's a sense of resiliency from the, you know, kind of main character in the song. But you're right, they just need that little extra effort to kind of get through, and it comes externally. So I thought that kind of struck me differently here in the song, because you did have this on a mix earlier this year. So I remembered it, but I think hearing it again, and I think it's funny how just after a few months, these songs can kind of hit differently. But yeah, just hearing it again, I was like, yeah, there is sort of a resilience and strength there. But I love the messaging in both this and Rescued, how it's like you maybe need some help to kind of get through those times.
Yeah, real quick, there's a line in the show Lessons in Chemistry, which is an Apple TV show that I really enjoyed, and it's based off of the book Lessons in Chemistry. But in it, she criticizes the main character for reading the same book, Great Expectations, over and over, or one of the main characters. And he said, you know, she wonders like how he could do that. And he's like, well, the book stays the same, but I'm different every time I read it. And I love that. I think that that's like such a great little simple, but, you know, really deep way of acknowledging that, yeah, like the songs stay the same or the book or the movie, whatever it is, but you change. You change every single day just by, you know, time passing. So I think that is really powerful, and that's part of the magic of music for sure.
Yeah, that makes me want to go back and reread some of my favorite books too, to see if it hits differently.
Yeah, right? Totally. Yeah, same thing.
All right, track 6. So this is number 7 on the countdown. We've got Meeting the Master by Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, I think I'm developing definitely a new bingo slot, which is like, does this song sound like something from the 70s? Because there's a lot of that. I might have to have you make me like a classic rock mixtape,
yes,
or something.
Yes.
Because I think you were born, you know, well before the 70s.
Well, okay. We're overstating, but yeah. Okay. In that era. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's so good. An aside here, there was a tweet that my wife showed me this morning that just is cracking me up. And it was like an email to a professor asking if they could use a source from the late 1900s. And he was like, I found this paper from 1994. Is that too old? The late 1900s.
The late 1900s. Oh, my gosh. That is awful to hear. That is awful.
I mean, we were literally born in another century, Matt. Like, we are ancient.
Well, when I tell my kids the year I was born in, they are just aghast, right? Like, they're just like, oh, my gosh.
Right. Can't even imagine
envision
being that old.
Yeah, that was never a year. Yeah.
No. But yeah, so it's definitely something I'm enjoying. It's like listening to new songs that sound like old songs, and this one definitely does that. As we've talked about Greta Van Fleet, you know, they're like a mix of like Rush and Led Zeppelin, I think, are the two bands that we always come to. And I absolutely love this song, and I love how it builds, and even again thematically and lyrically, this idea of like meeting the master, you know, like I'm taking it, or the reason I like it is I'm interpreting it in a way of like everyone kind of has their heroes and their icon, you know, their icons in their life that they strive for. And I think this is kind of like that idea of like working towards that and wanting to meet them and wanting to like be at their level. So that's why I really like this, and a song I've just had on repeat all year.
Yeah, this is a great one. Like I said, when, you know, similar to Queens of the Stone Age, when I can hear this and just harken back to those sounds, I'm like, man, this is good stuff. And I love how the lyrics are just esoteric enough to kind of be like, it kind of take on a weird quality, which was also sort of, you know, the hallmark of some of the 70s songs where it's just like, what is this about? Like, what am I listening to?
Right. I know. I think about like the Doors. I'm just like, what are you singing about right
now?
How
did this become popular? Right.
Right. Exactly.
Awesome. But because of that, it conditioned me to listen to this. So I'm like, okay, this is great stuff. But no, I just think it's, for me, it becomes kind of fun to listen to and to hear where they're going to take it. Because I almost think of it like just sort of this high level, I don't want to say cover band, but just kind of in the same way that Dominic Fike just kind of took the Weezer song and expanded it into something different. That's what I almost hear when I'm listening to Greta Van Fleet. It's like they just took these other songs and took them in a different direction. And I don't know. I enjoy it. I think they do a really good job. So I don't understand the criticism of it. But
yeah,
we'll keep supporting them on this show. How about that?
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, speaking of bands we support on this show, okay, your next track, it's number 6 on your countdown, number 7 on the mix. It's The Maybe Man by AJR.
Yeah, another group of brothers, funny enough. I didn't even realize that because Greta Van Fleet is a brother band, and so is AJR. I waited all year for this album, and it did not disappoint. It is so good. This is a song that was not one of the singles that was released. It's actually the opening track to the album. Very similar to OK Orchestra, the opening track counts as, in their words, a table of contents for the rest of the mix. And so every verse kind of is a nod to the songs you're going to hear on the album, which I also think is such a creative way to do an introduction song. But this one honestly like gives me chills when I read the lyrics just on their own, even without the music, because I think, you know, as we get older, I think really at any age, you can kind of question like, who are you and who do you want to be? And maybe you wish you were someone different or something different. And that's really what he's thinking about here and exploring all these different things that he wishes he could be. And some of them are like so, like they're just so sad and so well written. You know, my favorite one is verse 8 where he says, "Wish I was the song, your favorite one. You'd follow the dance to me at your prom. I would be there when your baby is born for 2 or 3 minutes, then I'm gone." And so even just this idea of like, oh, you know, if I was a favorite song, if I was like something like that, you're still kind of like a flash in the pan, you know, like you're only around for a couple of minutes and then you're gone. And he just has like, yeah, it's just so beautifully written of all these different things that he wishes he could be, but then he realizes the downside of it. And so he wraps it all up with this idea of like, well, maybe I should just be me, you know, and maybe that's really all it's about. And that's obviously something I've explored a lot in the show Super Awesome You Too, and something that I think about all the time. So really love this song and love this album. I'm so happy that, you know, with them dealing with everything that they have dealt with, which is a lot, like they were still able to put, you know, together an incredible album and release it. So this is a great one.
Yeah, I feel like they were releasing singles for a year, like just one here, yeah, one there, one here, and then we finally get the album. And you're right, the thing, one of the many things I appreciate about these guys is how they do think of the album as like a whole, you know, piece of work, right? It's not just, yeah, singles that they're putting out. There really is this through line. And that's kind of a lost art, I feel like. I don't think people put the effort into that they used to. And this one is, I mean, it's just amazing the way it builds for like 2.5 minutes. And there's almost this, as you're listening to it with the music and the lyrics, like, cause his voice keeps getting higher as well.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it just, I mean, I felt like this tension in me, and then it just kind of breaks the tension. And then the last 45 seconds is them just kind of going nuts the way they do sometimes on their instruments. And, I don't know. It's just really cool. I'm so glad. I'm really excited to get into the album. They're going on like a massive tour in 2024. I don't want to give us all the credit for that, Sammer, but I feel like we've introduced a lot of people to AJR. So, yeah.
Yeah, we've definitely contributed.
Yeah. We're not hurting their cause.
No, we're not. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, speaking of people on massive tours, you got to see these guys live in 2023. It is number 5. We're entering the top 5 on your picks. Number 8 overall. It is 72 Seasons by Metallica.
Yeah, this was honestly, it was tough for me to swap to, you know, between AJR and Metallica. And these guys just edged them out a little bit, just because I saw them in concert and that was amazing. And so, you know, music, I think, is experienced differently after you see a band in concert, especially if you like the concert. You know, you can like, it's just different, right? It's a different experience. You've got the energy of the crowd, the energy of the band, like you're experiencing it completely differently than listening to it on headphones. And so loved the concert, loved this album. We've talked about it a lot. You know, their songs have made definitely an appearance all throughout the year. Just kind of that revisiting an old sound. And so just from the opening notes of this song, you're like, okay, yeah, this is old school Metallica and this rocks. Like, it is so fast, like the guitar play, the drum play, and it's just this like screeching, you know, several minute song of awesome hard rock. So this was a great album and an amazing concert, and they're still touring. So if you liked the intro to Metallica mix that we put together on the show and you're kind of interested in seeing them live, see if you can find some tickets, because it is well worth it.
Yeah, it was nearly 2 minutes long, that intro to this song. I mean, the song overall is 7 minutes, but the first 2 minutes is just that build up. And yeah, I mean, I get so fired up listening to the song.
Yeah, totally.
Which, as you've pointed out to listeners before, it's like I'm already kind of fired up most of the time. So it's like to just get even more fired up, it's just a whole different level. So I love this one. Loved it on your intro to Metallica mix, but you're right. I mean, I said it on that show. It's such a, you know, it harkens back to their classic sound, but now they're 40 years on in their career and they've completely mastered their instruments. And so it's like, yes, technically even better to listen to. So just a great pick. I could listen to that one over and over.
Nice.
So now into the top 4, track 9 overall, it is $20 by Boy Genius.
Yeah, this is a band, you know, that came together, a super group that was introduced to, as a reminder, it's Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus. And it is so good. Definitely an album I played a bunch of times this year. This song in particular is just one of my favorites off of it. You know, I love the chorus here where all three of their voices are layered on top of each other. So they're kind of singing on, you know, literally overlapping voices, and it works really, really well. And you've got Phoebe Bridgers screaming in the background that she, you know, wants $20, which I think is great.
I know you have $20.
Yeah. Give me the $20. So yeah, it's kind of like a, you know, it's kind of a funny song in that way. And you know, maybe it reminds me of Wet Legs Music, which was like kind of the band of, you know, my favorite band last year, for great, like punkish, you know, alternative music. But yeah, great, great band. Love the super group. I hope they keep producing, you know, more music together. And one that I, you know, my favorite song off of it is $20.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know. I just think that's pretty impressive for three solo artists to kind of come together like this and do such something that's so well collaborated. Like yes. You said, with the layers of their voices and just kind of telling this story in a way. So it's almost like a little playlet that you get in whatever, however long the song is, 4 minutes or so. And yeah, they're each kind of doing their thing, but it all comes together so well. So yeah, really good job here. And you're right. This whole album they put out, I thought was pretty strong. So definitely worth checking out. Now, this next one, I'm glad you brought it back because this was such a cool one when you introduced me to it. This is number 3 on your pick. It is Devil May Cry by, I'm going to screw this up again, I did it earlier this year, Apache and Sofiane Pommart.
Yeah, I think it's Apache, but I don't know. What do I know? You know, I don't know.
But you had to correct me.
Either way.
But you had to correct me.
I did.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah. That will never stop. That's the through line here. Apache, I believe. Yeah. Okay. We'll say it's Apache. Yes. Okay. This is definitely my top artist of 2023. Even though it made number 3 on the countdown, because there's some really strong contenders that just edged him out. But I've been enjoying his music so much. Like he's easily becoming my favorite EDM artist of all time. He just released his new album. Actually, it came out literally, you know, like a couple days ago, which is, you know, the song is off of that album. The album's called Antagonist. The opening track off that album actually features Busta Rhymes, which is amazing.
I got to listen to that one. If there's a Busta Rhymes appearance.
Right. Yeah. And it's really short, too. It's like maybe 2.5 minutes long. It's too short. I would love a longer song between these two guys, but it's awesome.
It'd be great if he also had Too Short on there with Busta Rhymes.
Right. Well done. But yeah, you know, like, what can I say more that I haven't already said? It's like he just does an amazing job of mixing electronic and classical together. And here he's got this amazing pianist, Sofiane Pommart, who's also, you know, he's helped by the Bulgarian Symphony Orchestra. And so all of these elements together with this like dubstep electronic heavy music, like you wouldn't think that that would work well together, but it works really well together. And it's awesome. So he's super talented and one of my favorite artists right now.
Totally agree. Yeah, it works so well. And this one, I forgot the like title and artist of this one. Once it started playing, I was like, oh, right. Yes, I remember this song. And it was so good to hear it again. And I got to go listen to the album now. And I probably said that the first time you said it, but and maybe I did. I just don't remember because I listened to so much music this year. But it got me really excited about this artist again, because I thought it was such a cool collaboration. And just something very different for electronic music. So if you're not, I'd say if you're not even into that genre of music, this is worth checking out because it's different than, I think it's a standout in that genre.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so number 2 on the countdown, number 11 overall. And I think Vegas lost a lot of money on this happening, that this only came in at number 2. Okay. So the casinos or the betting houses are not happy, because number 2 is Mermaids by Florence and the Machine. I would have bet anything.
I know.
This would have come in at number 1, but it's number 2.
I know. It was a really, really tight race for number 1, 2, and 3. It's a photo finish, if you will. Yes. Mermaids, Florence and the Machine, one of the final singles off of her album. So it released earlier this year, even though the album, I believe, came in like end of 22. I can't totally remember now. All dates are mushing together in my brain. But Truly, like, this is a peak Florence and the Machine song. It has all the elements of, like, what makes her so, so awesome and so talented. You know, it's like this, her haunting voice opens it up. It's got this dark theme to it. You know, it's thinking about mermaids with sharp teeth. But then also mixing it with this idea of cheerful oblivion. And then having, like, the elements of being in gray London, you know, or gray England, where it's, like, raining and dark all the time. And all of these wonderful things that she does so well, mixed together with, like, just an amazing song in terms of, like, how it sounds and has that really ominous tone to it, especially whenever the chorus hits. So you're right that, you know, it's shocking that it's only number two, but it certainly was going to be top three. That, you know, if you did the safer bet, you would have won in that case.
this is a great one. And in about 80 seconds in, I think, is when the bass starts to get heavier. And yes. The lyrics kind of ramp up a little bit. And I don't know, I just thought it was so well done. And she's got such an amazing voice. But the way the music sounds so eerie here, like, it's just great. I don't know, like, this one I really got into listening to it. I remember the first time, but also hearing it again, I was like, yeah, that isn't surprising that's in your on your top list for 2023. And not just because it's Florence from the Machine. Because yes. It's just a great song. So, awesome. All right, here we go. Your top song for 2023. Okay. It is Desert Raven by the Heavy Heavy.
Yeah. I mean, 2023, I'm very grateful to say, you know, like all years it had its ups and downs, but the ups were really, really great. And I'm very grateful for everything that happened this year. You know, I got married earlier this year, which was a lot of fun. You know, you were there, which was okay, Matt, but,
I wasn't invited. I just showed up.
Yeah. It was a little awkward. I invited Jen and you thought that you also got an invite, but it's okay. Other than, you know, that was one of the downs of this year. Other than that, though, it was a great event. But no, you know, I'm very happy to say 2023 was a positive year overall. And so I wanted to have my number one song be something that kind of reflected that. And I got introduced to Heavy Heavy this year, I think just randomly, you know, maybe I kind of was clicking around to find new music and just fell in love with their sound. You know, they, like we talked about, this is definitely one of those new music that sound like old music. But yeah, like the lyrics just paint this really cool picture of just something kind of like happy. I just feel kind of like I'm melting into joy whenever I listen to this song. Like, they're, you know, they're singing, the sun was rising, slinking low, the day was saddled up to go, the desert's lonely nightfall disappear. So just like this idea of you kind of entering into a new day and having that light show up and all of that. So love the Heavy Heavy, and bonus points to them for replying to us on Instagram whenever I wrote to their
let's get them on the show account.
Yeah, that'll be a 24 goal for sure. Let's do that. That'd be so fun.
I think it's appropriate that your top song of 2023 is something kind of chill, but also that sounds like something from another era, because that's definitely, like we've talked about on this mix, that's definitely going to be on your bingo card going forward. It's like, if it reminds me of an older artist, I'm going to be like, this will probably show up. This will probably show up on Sammer's picks at some point.
For sure.
All right. Well, there you have it. That was Sammer's top 12 of 2023. Hey, let him know if he missed something at Super Awesome Mix, like we said earlier. Okay. Or just tell him he did a great job. Next week, I'm going to present my top 12, and then we're going to wrap up season 3, okay? So come back next week to join us for Sammer. This is Matt, and we'll see you then. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.